Welcome to the Crimson Circle. We're here at the Crimson Circle Connection Center in Louisville, Colorado, here for you. Jeffrey, Linda, the staff, and an incredible live audience.
Yeah, almost a full house today, and everybody's
smiling.
You're
supposed to clap. We said live audience.
Yeah. It's like, oh, the lights.
And it's January, and we decided quite a few weeks ago that this would be It's January. It's winter. It's usually cold, and you know it would be appropriate to do a winter scenery and winter dress.
Like Colorado in the winter.
Oh, and it's like, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, but of course.
It's actually a very beautiful set. We want to thank Peter and his beautiful daughter Olivia for putting it together. But
in perfect Adama style and typical of, you know, you never know what you don't know, this is a record-breaking winter. It's about 40 degrees above normal, and it's like 62 degrees outside in January.
Which, that's about 16 Celsius. So, yeah, it's a little warm.
And a little warm.
We're sitting up here on stage, and I'm like, oh, God, is it hot out? But you know, what's really important is how it looks.
The spirit.
The stage.
The
and all the rest of that, and you know, it's like Hollywood. They shoot winter movies in the summer, so you know, you just get used to it. Of course, this isn't quite Hollywood.
Not quite.
Yeah, but it is Louisville. And actually, something interesting about Louisville, it's a small village. I don't know how many people. I don't know, 30,000, 40,000, maybe a few more.
It's been growing pretty fast, Bud.
Pretty fast, but it's a kind of a bedroom community for those of you who haven't been here. We're just next door to Boulder, and Louisville is kind of a bedroom community, although it's been voted number one best place to live for old people. no, for just lifestyle, for lifestyle. But it's very strange because not only is Crimson Circle World, actually Universal headquarters right here in Louisville, Colorado, but also it's interesting to note that Gaia, which is a very big company, you know, a couple hundred million a year in sales. They distribute yoga-type products and books and videos. They're about a mile down the street. And also Sounds True, which is one of the biggest distributor of consciousness books and videos and that, is right down the street. Why is it that these three, well, two and a half worldwide organizations are right here in Louisville, Colorado, not Boulder, not Superior?
They're trying to scare away the NRA from Colorado Springs.
Oh, okay. No, I just thought that was interesting. So there's got to be something in the energy here, and probably because we're here. That's probably it.
For a big metropolitan area, Louisville has a very safe feel to it.
It
really
does.
Really
it
nice
does.
Safe feel.
Yeah. Well, so Linda, who's here from out of
how did you know that was next?
State? Because it is every month. Oh. It's right here. And I do the slides and, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Now, there are a couple people up here.
By the way, you look so nice and kind of
sweating my ass off?
No, you look kind of like, no, casual, wintry, elegant. Very nice. Yeah.
Thank you. And you always look handsome. Let's see.
Somebody just said, get a room. Go ahead. Who's here from? I don't know who said that. I heard it. Leslie probably said it. Yeah. Go ahead.
You said get a room. I thought you said get a broom.
Oh, no. I was wondering if she was giving me that stink eye. And I'm like, what? I just said get a room. And said, oh, get a broom. Yeah. I would have deserved the stink eye on that. Go ahead. Who's here from out of state?
Okay. I don't think they're quite here yet. Is Joanna here from Poland yet? No. Okay. And
that's
I believe
a long walk.
Marav is not here from California yet. No. Okay. So here, we have a very special guest.
Really?
Yes.
Adamas?
Almost as special.
Yeah, yeah.
Equally.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We have Ms. Van Royen, Aaron. From Georgia.
Aaron Van Royen from Georgia. Yes. Oh, good to see you.
Alice's daughter.
Oh, really?
How sweet,
oh,
huh? You can kind of see the resemblance if you look close. See it?
Oh, we have to talk afterwards over a glass of wine. You know what your mother... I won't go there right now.
Wait.
I won't go there.
She serves in the armed forces, so she is a very proper woman.
Oh, good. Yeah. And I won't mention where you're stationed. I got in trouble for that last time FBI showed up at my door. Kinda, almost. Go ahead. Who's next?
Beverly Lahr from Wayne, Michigan. Where are you, Beverly?
Hi, Beverly. Good to see you again.
Yeah. And then we have Monica Levin from Wixon.
Hi, Monica. Lovely to see you.
Good to
see you.
And Kelly Brinkman from St. Louis.
Hi, Kelly. Glad to have you here.
Oh, and a soon to become famous Chambra.
Wow.
Very soon to become
Adamus?
Famous. No, somebody very low key, not looking to be famous. He just will be.
Okay.
Moshe Groger.
Moshe, good day. Good to see you. Are you going to become famous? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He's in the trailers for Rude Awakening, Jeff.
Oh, right. I saw you. Could I get your autograph? That was impressive. Yeah. Thanks. Good to see you, Moshe.
And from Asheville, North Carolina, Justin. Where's Justin? Hi, Justin.
Hi, Justin. How are you?
Glad you could join us.
How is life in Asheville? Is it real new age, like Sedona, or?
There's definitely a new age community there.
New age community, yeah. Never been there. Always wanted to go just to see. Yeah, I always wanted to go there.
I thought that was the furniture capital of the U.S.
I would probably go there without Adamus, if you know what I mean. He's not so fun at a New Age party. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to get the broom. And there's some other hiders here that aren't admitting that they're from out of town or they're brand newers.
I know we have one right over here. If I pronounce it correctly, Sagi. Sagi Cohen from Germany.
Or Israel.
Yeah. Good. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
And what part of Israel?
On coastline just between Tel Aviv and Haifa.
We've been there.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, both, Tel Aviv, Haifa, coastline. I always loved Caesarea.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Right by Caesarea.
Well, great to have you here. Thank you.
Any other newbies want to own up to it? Oh, there you go. Hi.
Hello.
And you are?
Norma.
Norma from?
Currently Walsenburg, Colorado.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Nice.
It's a nice area.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Are you thinking about moving? You said currently. I mean, that didn't sound permanent.
Well, I move a lot.
Oh, welcome to Chambra. Yeah, and you change your email a lot, too? Oh, a lot of Chambra do, and that really is fun with our database. Yeah. So.
It always stays the same.
Oh, okay.
Another one that wants to own up to their specialty?
Yes. Hi, Michelle. Where are you from?
Gypsum.
Is that a state? Colorado.
And it's a stone.
I was going to say planet, but like Krypton. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
And I noticed that there's a new Chambra. I'm always intrigued by young Chambra, like Leonardo here. Yeah. And there's a Hayde here, a nice, young, handsome Hayde.
Hayde?
Oh,
what's
a
Hayde?
Oh, yeah. Susan Hayde's son.
I know. Austin, good to see
you.
Glad
nice
you're here.
To see you.
You have a nice mom.
Sure do.
Yeah, very talented. I'll take that $5 later.
Okay.
How many are here for the first time ever?
Wait,
you can raise your hand higher. You know, okay, couple. Okay, just to let you know, we have always have food.
Wait, Sartre had his hand up, but he has dementia.
I know. Next thing you know, Sartre's going to be taking his chair and putting it up here on stage.
Oh! Wow, we're getting snappy today.
So for all the new people that are here, we have always have a lot of food here. Today we have a special chocolate sent by Tammy O'Reilly from the area of Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada. The candy bar.
You think they're still only there?
I'm hardly exaggerating. It's about that big. Thank you, Tammy. So when we take a break, for those of you who are new, run. Don't walk. Run to get your fair share because it will be gone.
It's half gone already.
They've
already discovered it, Jeff.
It's delicious. But
never get between a Chambra and their chocolate.
Yeah. So we have a lot to go through today.
Yes,
a lot of new stuff. It's the new year.
It's on you, bud.
So let's get going with it. First of all, we are the Emergence Series. My brain's not working today. I have to apologize in advance. I might be really all over the place.
Did you say that this was something to the effect of that way Adamus is working with you and you're kind of like this?
Well, I'll explain later. There's something going on, but it'll show up in the
show. Is it something you're going to get over?
No. It's no. No. Oh, no. No. Because we don't remember so well, we're going to take a look at last month, Shoud 4 of the Emergent series. Let's take a look at that beautiful recap. First question, I've got two questions today. Some people have it and some people don't. Some people are born with a silver spoon in their mouth and some people are born with a lump of coal. Why is that? Actually, I've done a little survey on this. And number one reason people have this belief about where they are, luck. The other common one is family. Family had money, my family didn't, you come from money. Education was right up there in the top 10. Quite a few of the people in certain regions of the world said it was what spirit, God, Allah, whatever bestows on you. These are all bullshit excuses. Absolute bullshit excuses. Irresponsible. Macchio all day long. There's only one thing. Only one thing. It doesn't matter about your family, your education, your luck, or anything else, it is your relationship to energy, period. That's it. It's not about luck. It's not about your family or anything else. Your relationship to energy. But your relationship to energy is going to get very distorted and screwed up if you're holding on to a lot of victim energy stuff. If you're holding on to beliefs that somebody else out there is controlling all of it. Next question is, how many of you listen to I Am Sleeping, the new Master's Pause, I Am Sleeping? Okay, great, quite a few. Good. How many of you heard my message, not Kaldra, not from the Crimson Circle, my message up front where I said, this is for you, and if you there's not an energy exchange in here, there will be no energy for you. How many of you heard that? Good. Online? Good. How many of you were really annoyed by it? Half of one. Slightly annoyed? How many online? That's a lot. So I deliberately put it there for the sake of annoyance. And the question is, why did I put it there?
Well, to annoy everybody.
It was really necessary. Right. It needed to come out in words because there's still humans are listening to it.
You put your interest and conscious energy where your interest or level is.
Yes.
So if you're not there and you listen it, you not only not appreciate it, you don't understand it, and it's a waste of time.
And it's so important right now. And some reacted, oh, this is nasty message that you're putting in there and you're threatening us. No, I'm not. I'm telling you the realities of life. And the reality is that energy is here to serve you. And it's the energy that's here is free, it's abundant, and it's easy. And it's here to serve you. But if you're still into your victim consciousness, if you're still stealing, and I don't mean that as a moral value. I'm talking about it as an energy practice. If you are stealing as an energy practice, you are not ready for our next step. I put it in there deliberately to annoy, to move some people out, to bring up their issues if they choose to continue to go on. Because then if it really bothered you, and if you tried to justify it by saying we're all one and we shouldn't charge for anything. You're not ready for energy. You're not ready to be energy aware, and you're not ready for energy to serve you. If a person isn't really ready for it, if they still hold victim consciousness, if you're still into conspiracies, if you're still into, I just don't have it, and never had much luck, any of that, what comes next with our ventures into energy is going to really hurt. And it's not a threat. It's not witchcraft or black magic or any of the other crap. It is reality. If you do not have that maturity, that wisdom, it's going to really hurt, because suddenly you're dealing with something that is so profoundly beautiful, but yet if there are still imbalances in you, it's going to kick your butt like you wished had never happened. Everything you perceive, without any exceptions, other than maybe half of one, is all yours. You look out under the stars at night. You are just perceiving yourself. That's it. You look at the food that you're going to eat later. You're not perceiving anything outside of you. That is all you. Energy is your friend because it's all yours. Everything you perceive, a car driving by, that is not outside of you, and it's not somebody else. It is your perception. That's it. What we're here today to do today, though, is to welcome the sense of energy, the ability to be aware of energy. It is an angelic sense, for lack of better words. It is an innate sense that you have, but it has not been used by you as a human for a long time because of your human senses block it out. Energy is neutral. It's all neutral. It has no force to it. And we've talked about this 1,000 times. It has no power to it. It is not. It does not have a bias. It is not negative or positive. It is just there. It's neutral. Energy is there because of consciousness. It is the kind of the consciousness's gift, the I am's gift to itself. All energy is already within you. There is nothing outside of you. That's a huge revelation for a lot of people because they've lived their life assuming most energy is outside. I have been with some of you when you have sat at night, laid on your back and looked up at the stars, said, that's a huge universe. Actually, no, it's not. It's actually right here. Once you start understanding that, you'll start understanding the way energy is here to serve you. You'll stay on this planet as an embodied master and just glide through, because energy is going to be working for you, not opposing you. In Keyhawk, we have talked quite a bit about energy fears. As much as people want energy, they're actually fearful of it. They're actually fearful of getting more of what they already have in their life. They don't want more of the same, so they limit their energy. Energy is neutral. It has no power to it. It has no size. It is not light. I would like you to get over this having to see energy as light, rays of light, little sprinkles of light, or sound. It is not. And again, like the story I told at the beginning of the Shoud, the poor friend coming over to the Ascended Masters Club, he's like, oh, there's nothing here. But then realizing there's everything here. Everything. It just isn't perceived through human senses and the human mind. Oh, so that was last month. I knew we did something. Oh, okay. What a concept. Good. Let's take a look at some of the upcoming, the recent events. Actually, what we had was the Christmas party last month.
That's right.
Doesn't it seem like about 8 weeks ago? It's just weird. And it was only, 3 weeks ago? Wow. We just have a couple of embarrassing shots, one in my socks. Dave got a nice shot of that. And all the photos, of course, by Dave Crash Schummel, who's here every month. Sart, it looks like your younger brother there. Everything was beautifully decorated for the holidays, and it was just a really nice festive atmosphere here. Ah, yes, having fun in the kitchen. Remember, they're the ones serving your food.
What?
No, this is a great shot of Linda. No, this is a great
shot. Yeah, with her
shot.
Mouth wide open. Yay, Linda.
It's like you're like singing or celebrating. That's a great shot. Oh, that's one of those shots. Oh, yeah. Well.
Too believable.
You know, we don't need any caption underneath this one, do we? And she works for the government. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, she's off right now.
Oh, you should, yeah.
Trump gave her a vacation.
That's right. Yeah, not working right now, huh?
No.
Yeah. Must be
not.
Shut down. Wow, sorry about that.
You see how hard she's crying.
All right. We got a karaoke machine, and you guys karaoke'd. Yeah. And they performed the annual YMCA and other select songs. But it was fun, and there's actually a little bit of talent here. Not
you
bad.
Said little
not
bit?
Bad. It's like very little. Billy, do not drive home by yourself. Call Uber. And, oh, yeah, that's right. They put the lyrics up so you know what you're singing.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a meeting. Anyway, okay. That was fun last month, but let's move on. Talk about upcoming events. We have some new ones, kind of.
Well, they're sort of kind of new, but we've had a problem.
What's the problem?
It's a problem because, you know, the Angels get first dibs, and they kind of sold out a few of the events.
Wow.
So there's only a few spaces left.
Wow, okay.
But let's go.
Let's go. Okay, Colorado, 1 week from today, we're going to be right here at the Crimson Circle Studio for...
You can listen online, or if you really want to be bold and scary, you can sign up to be here.
Yeah, we have almost a full house
here
for next weekend. Next Saturday, we start at 10, go to about 3:30, ProNOS 2019. And I've gotten to really love and fear ProNOS. I mean, the messages are, you know, starting with the whole AI thing and what we've been going through the last, I think, 4 years with ProNOS. And this year, he's titled it, I think, The Dragon Enters or something. It's like, of course, on social media, everybody's talking about what the dragon means. And
well, theoretically, the dragon is hope, but also the dragon can burn your butt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it can. So anyway, next weekend, if you want to come to the studio, make sure to sign up because it'll probably sell out. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm nervous about it, too.
Why are you nervous? You're the Chandler.
Because I'm the Chandler. I got to say this stuff.
Is this in anticipation?
Yeah.
Is this because of little Bleak's heads up things that you're getting?
Yeah.
And you're being secretive about it?
Yeah. Next month, we're back in Hawaii. Yay. For the Amyo retreat. This one is sold out, though. Followed by the Threshold in February 18th through the 22nd. We've got a couple spaces left on Threshold.
Just a couple.
Yeah, just a couple. March, you and I are back here in Colorado, and we're going to be doing one of my favorites, aspectology. It'll be online. We do it live from the studio, but it's online. And we just offer this once a year online, one of the Crimson Circle core classes.
Truly core. Truly
amazing
core.
Information. April, we're back in Hawaii once again, and we've got plenty of spaces for that Amyo retreat.
Yes, we do.
Just think, you know, it's going to be freezing cold wherever you are, unless you're in Australia. Cold and windy, you're going to be tired of the winter. come on over for the Amyo retreat in Kona.
It's going to be a beautiful event. It's always about how we work with energy. The name of the event, as you all know, means very little because Adamus does whatever he wants based on the energy of the audience.
Yep. It's always different.
Yeah, and so there's quite a few spaces available for this one.
Yeah. And then after that, still in Hawaii, the Master's Guide to New Energy Living, there's only a couple spaces left on that. I don't think that's even eight anymore.
There's not eight left.
Down below that. Okay.
It's almost gone.
So after that, June, Santa Fe for the amazing 10-year Adamus reunion.
Everybody ready for that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fill me in.
We haven't been to Santa Fe since 2011, so it's been a while. It's at the Hilton Hotel right downtown, which means easy walking access to any place. It's a very beautiful, creative city.
The hotel actually is right on the main square, and it was actually the only property where it's big enough to handle a Chambra event. But it's in a very beautiful location, and Santa Fe is very magical. It's very multicultural and very artistic and excellent food. It's a great city to visit.
And we have on here, there's going to be an Adamus roast. You know, a roast is when you get four or five people, you know, kind of having fun, being humorous, talking about Adamus, you know, kind of a funny, maybe sarcastic way. So I've asked a couple people if they're interested in being roasters, and nobody will take the bait. No. So he might be self-roasting, if you know what I mean. That would be funny, self-roasting. Or maybe the other entities could roast, but that'd be really confusing for me, trying to, and not trying to laugh, but wanting to laugh. Anyway, Santa Fe.
Oh, we can feel your pain. Do you think there's a medication for that?
Yeah, but he won't let me take them.
Oh, okay.
And then we're also having the Jimmy Stadler Band.
Woohoo, he's awesome.
Dancing Saturday night, yeah.
He's really good.
So that's the Adamus 10-year anniversary or 10-year reunion, whatever,
Jeff,
in Santa
you
Fe.
Could do your, I think you should do the Adamus self-roast.
Oh, my God. Maybe.
How many of you would support that?
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Yeah. How many would support just Linda doing the roast?
Nobody.
They were afraid that, oh, God, she's going to see I'm clapping. They were afraid. Anyway, it's about 80% sold out. So if you're interested, don't wait too much longer. You might be disappointed. Okay, moving on. I got to mention first, we're arranging some events this summer here at the studio. Not ready to announce them yet. So we're going to jump ahead to Norway in September. What's going on there? Bergen, Norway.
I know something you don't, but we ain't going there right now.
Bergen, Norway, early September. It's a beautiful place. We've been to Norway a number of times, but this location, the Panorama Hotel, is simply beautiful. And we're going to be doing a brand new Adamus workshop called the Master Code. I have no idea. He gives me the name. He says, use this symbol, and that's it. So we have no idea. But it is a beautiful location. It's just outside of Bergen, right on the North Sea coast. Really,
it's like
an amazing
countryside.
Beautiful.
It's outside of the village, and it's a very, very comfortable place. I can tell you that country is probably as fine a host country as anywhere we go.
Good food.
The Scandinavians are so warm and friendly to everyone. And it's really a lovely place if you think you want to be there.
When this just became available yesterday to the public after the angel offering, there's only 18 spaces left. So, again, one of those things, if you're interested.
Those angels.
I know. They gobble up those spaces. After that, we're on to Austria, back to one of our really favorite places, Rust, Austria, at the Sea Hotel. This is in wine country, and this is harvest time. Linda always picks these places. And really,
yeah.
Well, the whole area is so beautiful. It's kind of just south of Vienna. It's just this big, big lake, beautiful.
Sweet little village.
Yeah,
truly a historic village.
And the hotel is it's actually very reasonably priced, very accommodating.
Really reasonable.
This would be our fifth or sixth time there. We really like it.
I need to own up to something. You keep saying Linda, you know, blah, la, la. Mm-hmm. Linda, you're right, really is stuck on going to places that are wonderful to be at, that are supportive of Chambra. That's an intention.
Yeah, and I think also this is the little village, just a tiny little place. I think
it's
Adamus,
really sweet.
Didn't Adamus say he has been through there
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course he's been everywhere.
Totally charming. Literally, the tractors will come under these giant truckload. These like loads of
carts.
Carts of the fresh grapes, and literally right across the street is where they put them, and then you can just right down the street is the vineyard, and you can have the wine tasting
it's
right there.
Noted for its storks,
yeah.
It's really fun to watch them. They look so gangly when they're flying, but there's a lot of the rooftops have the stork things on them.
It's charming, it's a very charming place.
Yeah, so there in Roost we have two events. First, the Threshold reunion. If you've taken Threshold, it's only for graduates. We're going to have Johan there with the music. And as we say here, it's not your typical family reunion. So, and I think we only we have a lot of spaces open.
Yeah,
we do. 39 open still. Following that is the channeling workshop. Well, we're going to do it there in Roost. Learn to channel pets, birds, alligators, whatever nature, angels. We really focus though on opening your sensory awareness, feeling. It's not so much just about channeling, it's about really opening your feelings. But I'm not going to say anything more because that's already sold out.
It's all inclusive.
It's already sold
out.
Well,
there's a wait list. There's always turnover. Okay. This early, there's always wait list turnover. So if you think you're interested, you can get on the wait list.
4 days, and you do come out of there channeling. Oh, this is a couple of shots from last year right here in the studio where we had the channeling workshop. And it's Linda and I talk somewhat about, channeling, the ethics of channeling and the trials and tribulations, and by the second day, we're into it. It's actually a lot of fun. I love it because I'm not channeling. I just get to be me.
Well, that's probably the cutest part. Jeff shares stories about Jeff and him being the channeler.
Well, yeah, I enjoy that, yeah. Anyway, it's time now for Chambra News.
Ooh,
you ready for this?
Never.
We got quite a bit going on. First of all, Chambra Magazine just came out Wednesday, the award-winning Chambra Magazine, self-bestowed, of course, but you're going to find all the information about workshops, events, products, but some really good articles, too. There's some great ones this month. A reminder for those of you, particularly here at the Studio Live, who are thinking about being here next month, Linda and I are not going to be here. We're going to be doing the Shoud, the webcast from Hawaii, from the villa. So if you come by here,
doors will be locked.
Doors are locked. Lights are off. We're going to give it a try, seeing what it's like to do it from there. We're working with Peter on all the technical aspects and getting all the equipment together. So we're going to give it a try and see how it works. And no, we're not moving there. We just like going there in the winter.
Yet.
Oh, yet. So... And for everybody, the Shoud will be at the regular time that we always do it, starting at 1 o'clock Denver time.
The broadcast.
Time. And there'll be the Jeff and Linda show, and then followed by the Adamus channel, but it will be from Hawaii. They don't seem sad. They're like, hey, yeah,
might
okay.
Be like, oh, great, now we don't have to show
up. We get a month off. Yeah. Okay, in other news, this Master's Pause series that Adamus came up with, I really like.
We all like it.
And we have a new one that just came out the other day.
I didn't mean to speak for everyone, but I think a lot of us like it because it seems everything he's been doing related to the Master's Pause is related to something that he can sense that we will value based on where we are in our journey.
Well, he kind of said, this is tough, in so many ways. Every once in a while is just time to take a Master's Pause. This is the third in the series. It just came out. It's called I Am Safe. And I thought that was an interesting topic because we had done the ones already on sleeping and cleansing. And this one he just felt was important. I Am Safe. So
if you make the mistake of listening to the news, this one's really good.
Yeah. He talks about the state of being safe and what it is, what it means. Does a beautiful marab. So you can get this as an audio or a video download, not just streaming, but as a download, so you can take it on your iPhone and go to the beach or whatever. This just came out, and I think it's been doing really well.
It's been really popular.
Yeah, really popular. So that's now available. Oh, and we have a little recap. Good. stay here on the planet as an embodied master, which you are, by the way, you want to feel safe. You don't want to feel threatened by your inner world or the outer world or the unseen world. When things are not safe within your world, you're not very likely to reach out, to go beyond, to get out of your comfort zone. You're not very likely to open into all of the master. You're not likely to open yourself to all that is, all that you are. You spend lifetimes learning how to isolate yourself, protect yourself, keep out certain outside energies, suppress certain inside energies. And now imagine that you can be so safe in your life that you could allow everything, other people's thoughts, spooks from the other realms, mass consciousness, your own past, whatever it is, being so safe that you can allow all of this. Imagine that for a moment. That is truly being safe. The safe space isn't about creating walls, barriers, limits. It's not about throwing white light on you and everything around you. It's about opening and allowing, having compassion. That's what the life of an embodied master should be. Let's bring that space here now. Take a good deep breath. Great. Yeah, it just came out the other day, and if this sample, and I think, Gene, is this the full-length sample recap? Okay, you can, but you can get the product online at the Crimson Circle store.
I think I Am Sleeping still my favorite.
Yeah, so the others in the series, I Am Cleansing, I Am Sleeping. You like the I Am Sleeping?
Yeah, because it's probably one of the biggest challenges.
Oh, wow, yeah. I think that's why he came out with it right away. Just sleeping is such an issue. Crazy sleeping. Wow. Okay. And, we have a new book just came out this week. It's called Stories of the Masters. Oh, and you have a copy.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. So the story about the book is that Adamus mentioned this in one of the Quixote sessions, I think it was Quixote 7, and said, you start writing the stories. Because he had done his book, Memoirs of the Master. He said, you start writing the stories. And I think it was back in about June, and there was a March or June or something like that, and he gave the deadline to getting all the stories in by August. And then Gene and the staff, assisted by Maggie Hofgarten, went to work doing all the editing, putting it together, and Adamus wanted it out by the end of the year, which was a little bit of a stretch, and we got it out December 31st. So we got it done on time.
He just said the end of the year. He wasn't any more specific.
Yeah, and there's 40 stories from 36 different authors from all around the world. It's really pretty impressive. They're great stories, and about 300 pages. You can get this on Amazon.com. Just go to Amazon, type in Stories of the Masters, and you can do a digital download or hard copy. And where did you get the hard copy from?
Remember, we had a special ordered one, and then we rushed in so we could have a real one for people to be able to see at the meeting.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
So, but we don't have any here to sell.
No,
we
Jeffrey.
We just got the one copy.
No, Jeffrey. We did not want to pay what it would cost to overnight that many.
Right.
We thought just one real one would be real enough.
So you can maybe get kind of close and touch it or something, but some really, really good stories in there, all by Chambra, and really good, funny, and wise
stories.
You
can get it as an e-book or a print book on Amazon.
I ordered mine the other day on Amazon.
Oh, e-book. Here it is.
Yeah. No, as an e-book.
Oh, e-book.
Well, that's great.
Oh.
Okay. A couple other things. A little update on the Rude Awakening film. And this film is about us. We've talked about it before. I think we've shown the trailer. Put together by the great team, including Jonathan Cray, Sandra Roggerman, and George Andrada. They're working away on this right now. We showed the trailer, and actually, I think we'll have time if we want to show the long version today to go through it once again. But this film is really about us. It's about what it's like to go through a rude awakening. And Jonathan and the team have great creative talent in putting this together. I would say it's really the best, I guess you could call it a spiritual film thing that
I've
seen in a long
time. Well, it's warm,
it's
entertaining, and it's real. It's not just mushy.
Yeah, you know, and it's
don't you get tired of spiritual mushy?
Jonathan kind of uses himself, you know, talking about his awakening, and then says, you know, but was I the only one? And he goes out and interviews other people, Shambra, around the world to get all the stories. So it's very, very well done.
Moshe, did you know we were going to talk about this today?
So let's take a look at the information that they put together. They're in the fundraising stage right away, which is really tough. We're trying to raise the money for it. Linda and I have personally donated to it because we feel so strongly about it. They're really talented. They really understand the rude awakening. And I already know.
It's related to Adama saying that there's going to be that new wave. And I think when you see this and the style of it, I think you can see how this would be something that would serve that new wave.
Well, Adama literally came to us, I don't know, 6 months ago and to the Crimson Circle staff and said, get your stuff, get your house in order now, get all your technology, all your systems, everything in place.
Your library.
He said, everything would be the same for the next couple of years. Yeah, the content and everything. But then it's going to blow wide open, so get ready for it. So I view this film and other things coming along are those that is going to give such awareness and to the people going through awakening. You know, we're kind of the first big group doing it. I mean, a lot of individuals have, but the first big group. And to be able to share the stories with others of what we went through, and hopefully they won't have to go through all the tough stuff we did. Hopefully our awakening will help them. But the stories are going to be so invaluable for those who come next. And I think there's just a great sense of, I don't know what you call it, pride or just knowingness or whatever.
Let's run the trailer.
Let's run the trailer.
We can talk more because it speaks for itself in a lot of ways.
Let's run the trailer for Rude Awakening.
What it is like bringing our human selves beyond awakening. Have you ever wondered if there's more to life than just reacting to family, friends, your job, society? And do you consider yourself to be more of an actor or more of a director in your life? Well, I wondered about these questions pretty much my whole life, and I found some answers that I totally didn't expect. Answers to the question of, why are we always chasing the spiritual carrot of looking for happiness on the outside? And how the hell do we bring happiness to the inside? And when we are responsible for that happiness ourselves, how do we live it in a day-to-day life?
Remember your first movie? I do. E.T. blew my mind wide open, reminding me to dream and what it's like to imagine what's possible. This is the beauty of film. So, when it came time to translate this vast journey of self-discovery, being the storytellers that we are, choosing film as a metaphor was a no-brainer.
Using my own story as a starting point, I want to interview others and find out how they went from simply opening up to a bigger world to really stepping into their own freedom.
This is what we're capturing as we travel the world, interviewing those going through this journey right now. But instead of talking heads, we want to take you on a magical and entertaining roller coaster, bringing back some fun to a topic that usually takes itself very serious. Imagine that.
Making such an amazing movie that reaches millions of people all around the globe costs money. Getting that money traditionally means giving up your rights, so you don't have your final say in this. Really important people will usually give you the money that you need, make really important decisions, and make the product really sell. But this documentary's topic is so unique, so sacred, and so special that the only really important part in this should be the people whose story that we're telling. And to tell it properly and do it justice, this project really needs to stay independent. So how about not only getting this documentary made, but making it a global phenomenon?
This is me. Well, technically this was me. Whoa, 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 hold on. I'm far from dead, but there were many times on this journey, it sure felt like it. If I could go back in time and give myself a piece of advice, it would be just relax. Allow. It's all natural. But back then, I probably wouldn't have listened anyway. Growing up, I was a hypersensitive kid. I could feel what others were feeling, and I was convinced we could all do magic. As time went by, I realized most people didn't feel what I felt and didn't believe in magic. They seemed to prefer a rational and logical life. I began to hide my feelings and started acting like them, just to fit in. But in this nightclub bathroom at age 20, this act became unbearable. I later realized this was the beginning of my spiritual journey. Okay, I might have overdone this part a little bit. I was just so happy to finally play a different role. But in the end, it was the same role. I just replaced the old act for a spiritual one. I realized I was still looking for happiness on the outside, but I was terrified to truly look within. So, I did what every spiritual seeker does at this point. I procrastinated. Instead of looking within, I kept playing out my roles. I tilted at windmills. I played the drama queen. I was a total diva. And I even played the seductive temptress. I loved my power games. But something always felt off. It was like a splinter in my mind, and I could not figure out what it was. Then, as with all great stories, the hero hits a wall. At 39, I hit mine. I had finally run out of options, and here on the edge, I realized there was nowhere else to look but within. So, I jumped. Far more sh** than holy. This journey wasn't at all what I thought it would be. It was relentless, both brutal and breathtaking, and being here on the other side, I was amazed to even be alive. The curious filmmaker in me wanted to know, are there others on this journey? And if so, what was their experience? Did their culture, tradition, gender, sexual orientation, age and beliefs have any influence? And is there a red thread connecting all of our journeys? Through my own story, the stories of others, and the metaphor of film, let's explore what it's like bringing our human selves beyond awakening.
Whoa, we're not done. Chambra, do you all remember the last time we came together to make a bold dream like the expansion of the Crimson Circle Studio, which has become our safe space, a reality?
So now it's time to dream again, Chambra.
The popcorn is popping. This is our story. So help us bring our story back into the world.
Good, yeah. You know, I have to say over the years, the Crimson Circle name and what we do, the image and the awareness has really grown. And we're very, very cautious about putting our name on anything or getting behind anything.
We don't advertise. We don't market.
But a lot of times people come to us wanting our endorsement from Crimson Circle, and we're just very cautious about that. I think this is the only thing that I can think of where we've actually said, you know, this project, this film is so special, so needed, and it's our story. It's about us that we're actually officially sponsoring the Rude Awakening film. And I feel so strongly about it, and I love working with the team, Jonathan, Sandra, George, just great to work with. So we encourage you, if you can, go to Indiegogo. It's for crowdfunding, $10, 10 euros, 20, 50, whatever.
Any donation makes a difference.
A huge difference.
Yeah.
The fundraising goes on, I think it's through January 27th, so there's not a lot of time on this. And they're going to be working in stages, getting funding for the first stage to get out and get some of the first interviews done. Our goal is to have clips to show in Santa Fe in June. I mean, it won't be the finished film, but it's going to be clips that you'll be able to see the progress of how they're working. And they're going to work very hard at it. To make a film like this cost a lot of money, if you're going to do it right, cost a lot of money. And
they've been doing sweet things. Like when we were doing the event in Bled, they had a whole setup where they were interviewing Chambra, a lot of Chambra, about their journey. And that's why I was joking before about Moshe, because he was one of the ones that was interviewed recently.
Yeah. Right. So if you find it in your heart and in your pocketbook, it'd be a huge help to get this first phase really going, to get it off the ground. And then I know we're going to see some great clips in Santa Fe later on. So just go to Indiegogo.com, type in Rude Awakening documentary. Anything is going to be very helpful right now. Like I said, Linda and I are personally financially supporting it. We're putting the Crimson Circle name on it as a sponsor, which I don't think we've ever done before.
We've never seen anything that was quite... This clear in what it was.
Right.
And being done in a way that really anyone, you could see how entertaining actually things are, and you could see how people would be attracted to it.
So let's take a good deep breath with that. Rude Awakening film, it's our story. It's us. So with that, I think it's time to thank everyone for the amazing journey we've all been on, the angels, the Crimson Circle teachers, translators, website hosts, the staff, everybody else who makes this happen. It's a brand new year, 2019. It's going to be amazing to see what happens this year. It feels a little sketchy right now, and particularly with Adamus talking about the dragon enters. I mean, like you said, a dragon can be kind of fun and cuddly, or hope, but it can also breathe fire. So we'll see what happens. But right now, we're
it's on you, buddy. It's on you.
Right now, we're going to take a coffee break. We're going to come back in 32 minutes to see how Adamus kicks off the new year. So with that, thank you, everybody. We'll see you, everyone. And the newcomers, the first-timers here, run quickly.
Run.
Get that crowd. Run. You get mowed down otherwise. So thank you.
Thank you.